Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Mural at Auburndale Library honors memory of beloved community member Kirby Green Grouchel, by Charlie Johnson. In the children's room of the Auburndale Community Library on a February afternoon, artist Mia Cross worked on a mural honoring Kirby Green Grouchel, a beloved community member, daughter, and mother who died in May 2023. On Sunday, April 12th, the community will gather for the grand opening of this work. That February afternoon, the heating unit hissed softly as sunlight filtered through the windows, bright after a morning snowfall. The artist played mellow music to ease into a steady rhythm, sitting on a stool atop a rolling scaffold with paint buckets at her feet. Cross spent 2 weeks painting the mural, working when the library was closed. During open hours, children glanced up from reading or story time to take note of its evolution. Kirby Green Grouchel had died at the age of 37 after battling a rare form of cancer. Not long after, a family friend established a fund in her memory to support the Auburndale Community Library. Kirby's mother, Melanie Green, said Kirby loved going to the library. Green said, "Kirby loved this library because it is a part of the neighborhood she lived in. It has a homey feel and a wonderful children's room." Kirby would often bring her two children to the library. She loved reading every day with her kids, and she felt it's one way to get children engaged in learning and creativity, Green said. Green and others asked the library staff what they would like to do with the proceeds of the fund. The staff came up with an idea to install a mural, a mobile, a hanging sculpture, and some seating in honor of Kirby. Green explained that Kirby took art and painting classes throughout high school and college. Although she later pursued economics, becoming a business consultant and attending Harvard Business School, artistic creativity remained central to who she was. Kirby was always thinking of new and clever ways to engage her own children, and she would have enjoyed taking them to more programs at the library, she said. Green said this mural is a great way to honor her memory while supporting the neighborhood that has supported Kirby and her family so much. Green said the family spoke with multiple artists before selecting Mia Cross. Green said she had previously seen Cross's work at Boston Children's Hospital and Logan Express and admired how the installations were distinct from one another while remaining beautiful in their own ways. "Her creativity reminded me of Kirby," Green said of Cross. Cross said she was immediately touched when she learned the mural would serve as a tribute. "What could be a more beautiful way to use my art?" Cross said. "I put together some designs and crossed my fingers, and they were into it." Cross said her artistic approach often shifts depending on the setting. In the children's room, she knew she could fully lean into exploring a child's imagination. "I wanted to put a little kid who just opens this book, and this whole world kind of explodes out of it, so that kind of guided all of my decisions," she said. She drafted the initial design based on conversations with Green and other supporters of the project. One element the family emphasized was a rainbow, which Green felt suited the space. Green explained that Kirby often looked to rainbows as a symbol of hope throughout her 5-year battle with cancer. Cross said she incorporated imagery that has appeared in much of her past work while remaining open to suggestions from the family, including Kirby's children. "For example, I put some horses in the design, and the daughter asked if they could be unicorns," Cross said, "and I said, heck, yes they can." Green described other suggestions such as to change a plane to a dragonfly, to change a lion into a cheetah, because Kirby wore cheetah-patterned pajamas together with her daughter, and to add a few lilacs, which Kirby adored and were in bloom during her final days. Green said Cross maximized the space available. She incorporated existing elements of the room into the design, including painting stacks of books around the fixed light sconces, a detail Green described as especially clever. Green also noted that Cross tucked small treasures among the books along the top shelf. "The redheaded girl reading the books reminds us of Kirby, who was also a redhead," Green said. She hopes when people come to the library that they can take a moment to admire the mural and the mobile, and hopefully be inspired by some aspect of it. "We hope it's something that holds people's interest over time," she wrote. "And please take advantage of any programs that appeal. And also, Please take a moment to remember our amazing daughter, mother, wife, sister, sister-in-law, daughter-in-law, and friend in whose honor this was created. Cross said she hopes people can gravitate towards the mural and appreciate it. Joy is the main purpose, Cross said. With the mural complete, Cross is spending the final week before the grand opening crafting the additional elements. At the center of the wall above the windows, a 30-inch-wide mobile will hang, its wire arms extending outward to hold small chains with items drawn from the mural itself. Cross is also painting the window trim to match the mural's palette, lining the woodwork with a decorative border and installing lettering that will read, Kirby's Corner. The community is invited to the grand opening of the full installation on Sunday, April 12th, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., at the library, 375 Auburn Street. There will be refreshments and kids' activities. Green said that anyone who knew Kirby would corroborate that she lived a full life in her 37 years. Green added that the remaining funds raised in memory of Kirby will be used to support more children's programming at the library. She loved her family fiercely and would have given anything to still be here, taking her kids to the library, watching them grow and experience all that childhood has to offer, Green said. I think she would hope that people realize how precious time can be and that they truly cherish their time with family and friends. She'd hope that they reflect on the blessings they have, including just being here and being able to enjoy the simple, wonderful things in life, like going to the library together. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.